It is time now for Making Sense of the Markets with Lori Pinkowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity and joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Simi. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Let's talk about those markets, though. How are they doing?
Yeah, markets are slightly in the red this morning, but that's normal to, you know, take a bit of a breather after we've had such a strong week and a half. I mean, we had one of the best weeks since the pandemic, since March 2020. So again, it's normal. I think that the investors are really taking in some of the economic data, retail earnings. There's a lot of earnings this week. Most have been good, which we'll talk about, but there's been a few disappointing ones as well. And then, of course, Canada's annual inflation rate was mentioned today, and it really remains unchanged from the month prior. And so that was in line with expectations. What we saw, and again, as consumers, what we're seeing is the price of gasoline went up, actually. And so that is, you know, that affects the inflation number. And what we did see is price growth eased for food. Again, not by much, 10.3% to 10.1%. So the Bank of Canada definitely wants to see lower numbers. So what does this mean? We're going to be seeing higher interest rates again. And so, you know, whether they increase, you know, one or twice more, that remains to be seen. But the idea is at the next meeting, likely they're going to increase by only quarter of a point. You know, there's some belief possibly half a point. And again, this affects the real estate market overall because mortgage rates are going to be based on that and they're going to go up again. So those who have variable rates or have to renew their mortgage into 2023, this may be somewhat of disappointing news.
Yeah, it does sound like to some disappointing news too. But the stock market, meanwhile, I mean, things went relatively well last week, right?
Relatively would be, yeah, and a bit of an understatement. I mean, things have been getting stronger because we did see lower inflation, better than expected numbers out of the U.S. We have seen good earnings. The midterm elections are kind of over, dare I say, and we're getting some results there. And just seasonality in markets. Markets are usually stronger between November and March. And, you know, I think we're going to see a more relaxed Fed in December as well in the U.S. and what they're going to tell us kind of about future rate hikes. And all of this coming together, to me, could lead to an even stronger rally into the end of the year, which again, investors would definitely welcome because it's been such a tough year for so many sectors, so many stocks, as you know, markets have been trying to navigate all of this since really the invasion of Ukraine. And of course, we had new news yesterday regarding the missile in Poland. You know, you would think that would have spooked markets more, but really it didn't. You know, we saw markets drop a little and then kind of came back. So again, markets are kind of touchy, right, for any of this information coming out, whether it's economic data, geopolitical events. And so we're on top of it. We're all over it and making decisions when needed for sure. And hopefully most financial advisors are doing the same.
Yeah, let's talk about retail sales. How are they looking?
Well, they were better than expected, actually, in the U.S. So they surged 1.3% month over month in October. And this is the strongest increase in 8 months. So what does that tell you? Well, you know, people are still working. The consumer is strong. But what we have noticed is that the consumer is strong in various areas. So those that may have higher income are not as affected by inflation. Those who live paycheck to paycheck and are kind of the, you know, lower priced kind of retail stores, some of those companies have been, you know, showing some issues in terms of their earnings. And so what we saw with earnings like Target reported, they disappointed. However, you saw Walmart beat, you saw Home Depot, you saw Loblaws. So there's been positive news on some of these retailers as well. So again, you got to pick your spots within consumer stocks right now. You can't just blanket the sector. And again, going into 2023, we also have to be aware of, you know, what sectors do we want to be in? What sectors do we want to avoid? Because all of these interest rate increases that we've seen, they haven't even infiltrated the economy to the extent that they're going to. So again, it's really important to be on top of that for the next 3 to 6 months, I'd say, because that's when we're really going to see the economy likely start to slow.
Okay. So at this time of year, then, Lori, are you talking to clients about, you know, what you're going to do in 2023, protecting their portfolio or what needs to be changed?
I mean, we're reporting to them because I'm a discretionary portfolio manager. Myself and my team are making those day-to-day decisions for them so they don't have to worry about it. But you will have, you know, some people comment on 2023 and the big R word, recession, right? And what does that mean to portfolios? What does that mean to the markets? What are we doing about it? And I would say, even though we're excited to see this rally and hopefully lead into December, Santa Claus rally, and, you know, the markets have clawed back a lot of their losses. I mean, you look at the Dow Jones, I think it's up, you know, 15 to 17% from the low. I mean, that's a significant rally. And so when markets move, they move quickly. And this is what the danger is if you have no exposure to the market, if it spooks you too much and you just sit in GICs, because that recovery is important for portfolios. But you also have to be mindful that we're not out of the woods yet, especially in my opinion, with the real estate market. We have to see, you know, how much does this slow? We saw housing starts in Canada also come in below expectations. This is, you know, a leading indicator to show us what's going on in the housing market here in Canada. So I think, again, in 2023, if there's a recession, is it mild or is it deep? I think that's kind of the debate, not whether there will be one or not. And so again, you want to make sure that the portfolio is set up accordingly. We've gone through recessions before. And I mean, some have been much worse than others. And, you know, if it's a mild recession, again, you want to make sure that you're looking for the signs of a broader bull market. Actually, remember, after every bear market comes a bull market too, and you got to be ready for that as well. And that, in my opinion, would be when the Fed starts decreasing rates, somewhere around that time, and we're just not there yet. So again, in a recession, or if you feel, you know, there could be a recession in the future, then, you know, having more invested in recessionary type stocks, staples, you know, we think of Procter & Gamble or Walmart, things like that, good dividend paying stocks, telecommunications companies, utilities, people need to use that no matter what's going on in the economy. So again, that is an area where you could add to, possibly more in bonds as well. We had one of the worst bond markets in 40 years. Again, that could be an opportunity going forward as we see them pause on rate increases and possibly decrease. And even having some cashable GICs in the portfolio, if you're able to get 5-6%, that might not be a bad place to have some of your portfolio. And you know, again, in a recession, just keep in mind the stock market is 12 months forward looking. So a lot of this could already be priced into the market. And if it's not, you would see markets come down a bit again. And then at some point during a recession, markets usually move higher, way ahead of the economy improving. So again, you know, we're much closer to the end of this whole issue, this bear market, than we are the beginning. So always keep that in mind. And most people have a long-term horizon, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. And again, so this will be a blip on your performance, you know, over the past year. So, you know, maintain a cool head, understand what's going on in the world, or hopefully you have a financial team that does, so that they can be making those really important decisions for you as you go into 2023.
Right. What are some of the things that you would do then to prepare clients for that? Like, how do you adjust a portfolio?
Yeah, again, you know, into this rally, you'd want to be taking profits on some of those areas that you may not want to own if we were to head into a recession. That could be things like cyclicals, maybe even financials, in my opinion. Those are some areas, small caps, high risk investments, right? If anyone's kind of trying to get you to start buying, you know, junior companies at this point or higher risk, then that might not be appropriate for this type of market. But again, you as an investor have to understand what your risk tolerance is and where you want to be. Remember, there's a lot of deals out there right now too. And if you're a patient investor, you're going to take that as an opportunity. So everybody handles market volatility different. Those that tend not to worry and look at these times as an opportunity, those people tend to do much better in when investing than those that tend to worry about what if, what if, what if. I mean, you know, anything can come out of the blue, a black swan event, that sort of thing. So as an active manager, we're looking for those things that we would take action. We always have a plan B, even though, you know, I feel that we're going to have a strong rally into year end. It looks that way. It feels that way. There's a lot of good things coming together. if my opinion changes on that, even next week, Simi, we talked today, I would raise cash. I'm able to raise cash for portfolios to protect people on the downside. So again, that's what we would do. And again, a lot of this bear market has already been priced in my opinion. And so again, keep that in mind. Markets are forward-looking, right, and so should you be.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Lori.
Thank you so much, Simi. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine.
You too. That is Lori Pinkowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity. And remember, you can contact her team directly. Just give them a call, 604-695-LORI, or you can visit their website at pinkowski.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.